Blackstone Audio presents The Taming of Malcolm Grant by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. Early 18th century, Hebburn, England. Chapter 1.
I thought travelling with you would be different. A bit of an adventure, mayhap. But since we entered Hebburn, 'tis been nothing but riding and rain. Where is this brothel you told me about?
Beneath his hood, Malcolm Grant smiled at his brooding brother riding ahead of him. He didn't bother to look up, since in the downpour he couldn't see an inch in front of his face anyway.
"We'll be there soon enough, Callan," he called out, "and then you'll thank me for making haste and riding in the rain."
Malcolm had been to Fortune's Smile before. He'd practically lived there for several months after the proprietor's wife had been killed. He hadn't been back in 4 years, but now he was here for Callan. His old friend Harry Gray owned and ran it, so Malcolm knew he could expect the best room, the best girl, and the best whiskey. Once in a while, there was nothing better or more soothing to a man who lived in a hard world than a full belly, a soft bed, and a warm body to share it with. His brother was 21 and still a virgin. It was high time he lay with a lass who knew her way around a man's body. Fortune's Smile was the perfect place to go for such pleasures.
"'Tis just up ahead,"
he said as he guided, knowing how to get there in the pitch black or pouring rain. He caught up with Callan, and they followed the inviting warmth of firelit windows to the front of the two-story brothel.
"I know how your passions turn toward cooking,"
he said to his brother,
"but stay out of Harry Gray's kitchen if the need to cook."